Victory 91.5. Good morning, Rise and Stein. David and Leanna, Ray Haynes, our general manager, is in this morning. It's Feast of Weeks. And as he has been coming in periodically throughout the past year, preaching on the feasts, teaching on the feasts, the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost, and the wedding is now. And if you are listening this morning, and there's a lot of information, and you want to go back and listen, all the cuts are going to be posted. Well, they're already posted, the ones we've done so far, at the Victory 91.5 Facebook page. But something, Ray, you just said was just about God's name and how he wants us to love his name. Mm-hmm.
That it's beautiful.
It is. And you look at what the Jews did in their attempt to treat it with holiness. They kind of left the love out. So they kept the consonants, which are all the hard sounds. Hmm. Those they kept. The vowels, the soft, beautiful sounds that make a song. They took them all out.
The grace and the love.
Yeah. Well, the Bible says he, God, rejoices over us with singing. He loves to sing. You go to any Jewish service, there's no talking. It's cantors.
Right.
It's all, the whole thing from Genesis on, it was all a song. So imagine this, we're looking at everything from God's perspective. So he comes, he reads his wedding vows, he's singing, he's delighting over them, and they're taking all the vowels out of the songs, and all the beauty is gone. And they're going, you're really missing the point here.
That is, imagine if you were, you know, singing a song to your wife.
Yeah. Right, you would just say L-N-N, L-N-N. That's not pretty.
No.
But the name Leanna.
Is beautiful.
With the vowels.
It's beautiful.
So so it was the hard rigidness is what they left out the rest of the story, Paul Harvey.
Thank you. Stand by for news.
And vowels. But yeah, it's kind of heartbreaking to hear that I've not ever, and see, not knowing the history of it, I just kind of thought, well, it was out of reverence and respect.
Well, sure. That was the attempt.
But it was so reverent. Oh,
he asked him for love. And because love, holiness becomes part of love. Mm-hmm. You know, holiness is to esteem, it's to honor, to set apart. But you realize all that happens at a wedding altar. That's the wedding. That's what happens when you esteem somebody, set them apart as you and you alone. You don't take all the vowels out of their name.
Wow.
You don't treat them harshly, and you don't run off and refuse. And that's what happens here. This is the epic fail wedding. I mean, it is the saddest. It's by far, for me at least, my vote would be the saddest verse in the Bible's coming up. So, but let's just look where they came from.
Yeah.
What has God done for the Israelites so far? In 50 days, about a month and a half, he gave Passover in Egypt. So there's blood on their doorpost so that everyone can look at them and say, something's serious going on right here. There's blood everywhere. And he's told the Pharaoh at that time, Moses did, you know, the Pharaoh threatened to kill all the children of Israel again, as he had done through the centuries and through the years. And he said, you know, this is not going to end well for you. And so they get ready to go to bed, and all of Egypt's looking at all the doors of the Jews, and they're all covered with blood. They go to bed. That night, he sends the death angel, and he kills the firstborn, even the animals. And what's the statement? This is what I will do to those who try to hurt you. He delivers them from a bad relationship they got themselves into. He divides the Red Sea and leads them through it just to say, you know, there is nothing. You don't ever have to worry. Nothing's ever going to separate us. Even a sea, I wouldn't allow to come between us.
Wow.
He provided for them over and over every need that they had on this long journey. And they arrive at Mount Sinai, and God says, okay, it's time to get married. Me and you, this is what it's all about. And he reads these vows. He declares his love for them. He has, as we said earlier, he has this wedding feast with the elders. And this is their response in Deuteronomy 5. So it was, well, this is Moses telling them back the story. Mm-hmm. So it was, when you heard the voice from the midst of the darkness, while the mountain was burning with fire, you came near to me, all the heads of your tribes and your elders, and you said, surely the Lord our God has shown us his glory and his greatness. Sounds good so far. Mm-hmm. And we have heard his voice from the midst of the fire. Still pretty good. We have seen this day that God speaks with man, yet he still lives. So you get a sense that they realize this terrifying sight that they've experienced. But, you know, it was intended to comfort them. They were marrying him. He was showing how awesome he was, that they needed to fear no one. And, I mean, if you were just delivering slaves who had just been 400 years of bondage, the thing you want to tell them is, look, there's no Pharaoh going to touch you again. You can throw that fear away. I have got you.
Going back to the way you started this morning, Jeremiah 31:13, I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow.
I mean, it's a sweet offer. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful offer. And then it all goes bad. Verse 25. Now, therefore, why should we die? You gotta shake your head. You go, wait.
Hang on.
For this great fire will consume us, which is true. He isn't all-consuming fire, but he's not trying to consume the good. He's just consuming the bad. If we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more, then we shall die. In other words, so stop singing over us. Mm. Don't want to hear the song anymore.
Wow.
For who is there of all flesh who's heard the voice of the living God speaking from the midst of the fire as we have and lived? And they say to Moses, you go near, you hear all the Lord our God may say, and tell us that the Lord our God says to you, and we will hear and do it. Mm. I mean, there's no worse epic fail in a marriage than for the groom to go one way and the bride to go the other. And God offers marriage, and they say, no, thank you. You're just a little terrifying for us.
Wow.
And here is the saddest verse in the Bible for me. Verse 28, then the Lord heard the voice of your words when you spoke to me, and the Lord said to me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people which they have spoken to you. They are right in all that they have spoken. Mm. Oh, that they had such a heart in them that they would fear me and always keep all my commandments, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Go and say to them, return to your tents. Mm. I mean, it is just the heartbreak of God. I mean, that's the only time in the Bible you'll ever hear, you're right. But it's not in a good way. It's, you, I get it, you don't love me. Mm. After all I've done.
The rejection.
Absolutely. And the ceremony ends. The bride goes one way, the groom the other, and the marriage is delayed for 1,500 years. Which is, again, remember, this is not just the Feast of Weeks, this is Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured out. So it's a reminder that what Jesus said, the things you do to God, the Father, is one thing. The things you do to Jesus, the Son, is one thing. But this is an encounter with the Holy Spirit. Mm. And when that stops, everything is about to change, because it can't remain the same. Because, as he said, there are some things that will not be forgiven you.
Well, you can't have some of God's attributes.
No. I mean, he's God. You can't have a non-scary God. He has to be the great one. Mm. There's no one is like him. So here, he tells Moses, you stand here, I'm going to give you all the commandments and judgments, and you teach them that they can observe them. And tells them to be careful, walk in all this, I'll prolong your days. But what was intended to be wedding vows became first the first 10 commandments of 613 laws in the Torah, 248 positive, 365 negatives. Mm. To add to the burden, you bring the Talmud, all the traditions and explanations. I don't know how many of those are, but there's 6,200 pages. Now, in the New Testament, we have 1,050 commands. Due to repetitions, you can break that down to about 800. Mm-hmm. So even as Christians, we're still walking the exact same way. And it's just so sad. So let me just wrap up that part with the new wedding vows, just to show you, kind of broken down, how God is going to redeem this, because I don't want you to walk away, because it is such a horrible, sad moment in them. So here's, let me turn the good, Revelation 21. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, and here's your 10. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he'll dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. Mm. That was the first commandment back in the days. Number 2, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Mm. Remember, their eyes were not supposed to look at others. Mm-hmm. There shall be no more death, that's number 3, nor sorrow, nor crying, 4 and 5. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have all passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. So they went from fearful, we can't stand you, to this God, I am true and faithful to you. And he said to me, I think 7 or 8. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, which means the beginning and the end. I'll give you the fountain of the water of life freely of him who thirsts. Number 9, he who overcomes shall inherit all things. And I'll be his God and he shall be my son. Number 10, all wrapped up together. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And he lays out these, the final 10. These are not commandments. These are the vows of Revelation 21.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. All right, it's 10 minutes after 8. If you had to be in work at 8 and you're still sitting in the parking lot, you can go in now. We're going to play a couple songs and then you can put your headphones on and tune in. Maybe you're tuning in listening to Victory 91.5 on your iDisciple app. And we're posting these at the Victory 91.5 Facebook page. And if you're 10 minutes late for work because of this, send me an email and I'll write you a note.